Episode number 8, The Return of the Bidding Wars, Offer Dates, and Sales Over Asking. We'll tell you why this is happening again as we talk about the Toronto housing market conditions in March of 2023. We'll bring you the latest numbers as well as the prediction on how the housing market is trending. This is the Let's Talk House podcast, your go-to source for all things real estate, mortgage, and beyond in the Greater Toronto Area in Canada. Welcome home. I'm your host, Leigh Villar Cisneros. If you're actively previewing homes in the Greater Toronto Area, you'll notice that in March 2023, the competition between buyers is on the rise, as sales accounted for an increased share of listings in comparison to March of 2022. The average sales price was also above the average list price for the first time since May of 2022. Recent consumer polling suggests that demand for ownership housing will continue to recover this year, with first-time buyers leading the way as high average rents move closer in line with the cost of home ownership. Now let's talk about numbers. GTA Realtors reported 6,896 sales through TREB's MLS system in March of 2023. Compared to March last year, this is down 36.5%. However, actual and seasonally adjusted sales were up from February to March or month over month. New listings were also down compared to last year, indicating tighter market conditions. The MLS Home Price Index composite benchmark was down 16.2% year over year, but up month over month on an actual and seasonally adjusted basis. Similarly, the average sales price was down 14.6% year over year to $1,108,606, but up month over month on an actual and seasonally adjusted basis. Why is this happening again? A lot of factors. The Bank of Canada held its overnight rate yesterday for the second time at 4.5%. This is the rate where prime rate depends on, so no changes this week. That's a good sign. Buyers are getting confident that rates will eventually be lower, so you'll see more buyers actively on the market. Will it go back to the rates at the height of pandemic? I don't think so, but it's possible that we are heading to the rates pre-pandemic, and that's what we want to happen. Inflation rate, we are at 5.2% in February. We're still waiting for the numbers in March. We'll have that next week. The prediction is about 4.1%. Who knows? The Bank of Canada admitted, however, that it will be tough to get the target rate at 2% this year, as the Canadian economy is strong. Our unemployment rate is low at 5%. The prediction is we'll reach inflation 3% by mid-2023 and the target of 2% by 2024. I can't wait to see that. Right now, I kept my variable mortgage to where it is. I just shut my eyes. I can't remember the last time I checked my mortgage. I just wish that renewal time I will get there. Fingers crossed. The lower inflation and greater uncertainty in financial markets resulted in medium-term bond yields trending lower. How does the bond yield affect our fixed mortgage rate? They are inversely proportioned. So if the bond yield trends higher, our fixed rates mortgage will go lower. So we're seeing this trend right now, and as a result, we see lower fixed-rate borrowing costs this year, which will help from an affordability perspective, especially as tighter market conditions exert upward pressure on selling prices in the second half of 2023. So fixed-rate mortgages right now are around 4.59% for five-year term. As population growth continues at a record pace due to immigration, first-time home buying intentions will remain strong. However, because of the number of homes for sale is expected to remain low, it will be important to have substantial rental supply available. Unfortunately, this is not something we have at present time. We need to see a policy focus on bringing more purpose-built rental units online over the next number of years. New listings were down on a year-over-year basis, indicating that the supply of available homes is tightening. This has resulted in a seller's market where buyers are competing for a limited number of homes. It's normal to see 20 buyer offers competing to get one house in Toronto. And that's also partly because some agents put the list price ridiculously low. Sometimes I'm wondering if they really know how to price the market or just guessing it and test how the market will bite it. And putting it at a low number will definitely bait a lot of buyers. It's really difficult to know what's the comparable prices right now because we're coming from a declining market, transitioning to a trending up market, so there's not much of comparisons. This is going to be interesting when the appraisal comes in. In conclusion, the GTA housing market is tightening and competition between buyers is on the rise. The demand for ownership housing is expected to recover this year, with first-time buyers leading the way. Despite the decrease in sales compared to the previous year, the market is still active, very active. The lowering borrowing costs will make home ownership more affordable. The lack of available homes and substantial rental supply, however, is an issue that needs to be addressed to ensure a healthy and sustainable housing market. Based on this data, it can be interpreted that the Toronto housing market is currently a seller's market with a tightening supply of available homes and increased competition between buyers. The market is still active as actual and seasonally adjusted sales have increased on a month-over-month basis. While there has been a decrease in the sales compared to the previous year, the demand of ownership housing is expected to recover this year, particularly with first-time buyers leading the way. Despite the cooling off of the market, the average selling price remains high, indicating that the market is still strong and competitive. However, there is concern about the lack of available homes and rental supply, which could negatively impact the market in the long run. To address this, there needs to be a policy focus on bringing more purpose-built rental units online over the next few years. If you're on the market for homes right now, prepare to pay more. A mortgage pre-approval is a great tool to have when you're competing for offers as long as you can back up the numbers you're submitting on your application. Bring your documents up front to avoid surprises. Be very careful if you're going to put a firm offer because it can not only bring you headaches, but it can get you a lawsuit if you cannot close and you'll also lose your deposit. Overall, the data suggests that the Toronto housing market is still healthy and competitive, but there are challenges that need to be addressed to ensure sustainability in the future. The lower borrowing costs will make home ownership more affordable, which may contribute to an increase in demand for home ownership. And that's all we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Leigh Villar Cisneros. Until next time.
You have been listening to the Let's Talk House podcast, your go-to source for all things real estate, mortgage, and beyond in the greater Toronto area in Canada. Be sure to press the follow button so you won't miss an episode. Also, follow me on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Leigh Villar RE. And as always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.